The Great British Baking Show is one of my favorite TV shows. Does anybody else watch The Great British Baking Show? I can't quite figure out why a show about competition appeals to me so much. Not really into competition, but it does. Not really into baking. I can't quite figure out why a show about baking appeals to me, but it does. And tonight is the finale, when the judges, cookbook author Mary Berry and top artisan baker Paul Hollywood, named the UK's best amateur baker after 10 weeks of competition in making, in Judge Mary's words, scrummy desserts. At the end of each episode, the bakers are then asked to bring their bake to the table at the front. And apparently, I'm not the only one besotted with this baking show. It's won a British Academy of Films and Television Award, was so popular on BBC Two that it was moved up to BBC One, the flagship television channel of the BBC. Current international versions can be seen in 17 countries, from Brazil and Belgium to South Africa and Sweden. Watching the show, one appreciates the importance of having the right ingredients and of following a recipe. The bakers use scales to weigh ingredients, rulers to measure and make sure that dessert portions are perfectly even, and timers from the simplest, like their own digital watch, to a very high-tech digital timer, all to make sure the bake is perfect. And though I'm not a baker, I can relate to the idea of having the right ingredients or of following a recipe when I'm making other things, like how to mix artist paint to achieve a desired violet, say two parts red to one part blue, or how to sift ingredients together like music, prayer, and ritual to create worship, or what ingredients I might need to fix something around the house, wrench or pliers, Phillips or slotted, duct tape, or, well, duct tape really fixes everything, so there's no other for duct tape. A recipe of ingredients is how Metropolitan Church preacher G. Malcolm Sinclair sees the book of Ruth, by which God's faithful presence enters into all corners of life. God is very much the main ingredient, like flour, rather than an abstract royal being up there somewhere off in the distance. In the book of Ruth, there is no place God's work is not in the bake, made accessible to you and me through the everyday experiences of Ruth and Naomi, migrants and refugees, family and stranger, young and old, sharing lives of tragedy and of pregnancy, in life and death, all with wisdom and courage. Such are the ingredients by which mercy and love fill the characters in the book of Ruth. The story begins with Naomi, her husband, and two sons. Having nearly starved to death in Bethlehem and Judah, they migrate to Moab, now mostly the kingdom of Jordan. Naomi's sons marry Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. 10 years later, Naomi's husband and two sons die, leaving Naomi, a stranger in the strange land of Moab, with Moabite daughters-in-law. With no one left to protect or provide for these three widows, a place of outcasts left to begging for survival in the ancient world, Naomi decides to go home to Judah, to go back to the place of her birth. Three times she tells Orpah and Ruth, "My daughters, go back each of you to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Turn back, my daughters, turn back." Naomi's is a sacrificial act of love, for surely an elderly woman traveling alone in the ancient world would have stood little chance of making it back to Judah alive. Such is the recipe for chesed, Hebrew for self-giving or steadfast love. Naomi, like the widow in our reading from Mark this morning, is willing to give all she has. Orpah turns back to her family, but Ruth says, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. So they travel westward, surviving on whatever fallen wheat the laborers leave behind as they harvest the grain. Eventually, they meet a kinsman of Naomi's named Boaz. But with the wily wisdom of the old woman, writes Sinclair, and the courage of the young combined with the generous heart of an older man, and through risk in the fields and self-interest in the courts, a new and thrilling love appears. Boaz will take Ruth as his wife, and she will bear him a son called Obed, which means the child of destiny. Obed will come to be the grandfather of King David, from whose line the Messiah, Christ Jesus, will come. Just as it was in the book of Ruth, God's presence is the main ingredient in the community you and I are making here at St. Michael's. There is no place God's work is not in the bake, made accessible to you and me through the everyday experiences of each other. Migrants and refugees, family and stranger, young and old, as we share lives of tragedy and pregnancy, of life and death, wisdom and courage. There has been, as witnessed by the great cloud of witnesses, you may have noticed all of these clouds of names that are hanging from the ceiling. These are the names of the cloud of witnesses that come before us in this place, and they are all names of people who have been members of St. Michael's and who have passed away since our very beginning. This great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us brought us a vision of community that approaches a vision of the kingdom of God in this place, a life lived in God. From a recent class on the Book of Ruth from the Kerygma program, we are called to live for each other, like Naomi and Ruth, bound together by the acts of chesed toward anyone and everyone, by actions that God uses to help loving kindness become the glue that holds community together. Life lived in loving kindness is life lived in community, where individuals are drawn in to add to the life of the many, and where the community supports, acknowledges, and defines the individual. So inspired by the Episcopal Network for Stewardship, our ministries here at St. Michael's have life and give life through the recipe of community, baked with the love and generosity of all our members. Each week we are nurtured in word and sacrament. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit to care for those who are ill or hurting, and we welcome all those searching for a connection to God and community. St. Michael's is a giving community, which means that our response to a giving God is to be generous ourselves. Some of our members tithe, giving 10% of their income to the church, while others commit a certain percentage or make a one-time annual gift or give as they are able. While giving levels vary in the congregation, what is important is that all are asked to make a gift that reflects our gratitude for a giving God and our loving care or chesed for one another. We are called to make our giving a reflection of God's giving to us. The life of faith is a journey we make together. It's not a solo expedition. The annual giving campaign is a time we set aside to reflect on how the practice of intentional giving is in keeping with all that God has given to us. So at this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward. We have, today is also our Commitment Sunday. And what that means is during worship, we fill out pledge cards. And we have the ushers here. We've got some pledge cards and some pens this morning. So they are going to be passing out the pledge cards and the pens. And I invite you to consider prayerfully. We've been having this confirmation or this conversation about 6 weeks now. So I invite you to prayerfully consider your pledge for the financial support of St. Michael's. And then, as they say in the Great British Baking Show, it's time to bring your bakes to the front. After we have filled out our pledge cards, I invite you to join me as we bring them forward. And we're going to take our pledge cards and we're going to place them on the altar on the corporal which is where we do the consecration of the bread and the wine, and we're going to bless those pledges and those offerings of financial support to St. Michael's, just as well as blessing the bread and the wine, to be blessed for our journey together. I pray God will be the main ingredient in the recipe of your life and our community, and may all God's people say, Amen.